Krishna is the original plant. Therefore, where Krishna is present, there cannot be any ignorance or illusion. That makes it compared with ignorance, illusion, sleeping, laziness, intoxication, madness, these are all bad. One who is in the quality of darkness, these things will be visible in his person. Too much sleepy, lazy, ignorant, just opposite number of knowledge. So, these are called darkness. So, if actually one is in Krishna consciousness, these qualities will be not visible in his person. This is the state of progressing in Krishna consciousness. Krishna surya sama maya hai andhaka jaha Krishna kaha nahi maya jaha Krishna. Now wherever Krishna is there, Krishna is absolute. He can be present in various potencies. He can be present by his name only. Just like we chant Hare Krishna, he is present. Because his name is not different from him. That is the absolute sense. In relative sense, suppose somebody is calling me in my apartment, Samiji. Samiji is here. Oh, the response cannot be. That's like in telephone. Yesterday, Raymond was calling us my phone, 3,000 miles away. As soon as he took I could immediately hear him. He, by material ways, he can be touched in swift, so swiftly. Just see how much spiritual potency has Krishna. Although he is not present before us, he can be present in so many ways. He can be present by his name. Otherwise, all these great acharyas, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, would not have bothered themselves simply by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare. There is actually presence of Krishna. If you take any material thing, suppose very nice thing, a rose flower. Rose flower, rose flower, rose flower. How long you can chant rose flower? Till thrice, four times, 10 times, 20 times, when you go, it will become bigger. This is the text. But Hare Krishna, you can chant 24 hours. You will not feel tired. That is the text of absolute and real. The relative name and absolute name. Krishna, if you always keep Krishna in your presence, then where is the possibility of ignorance and delusion? No, there is no possibility. And this is the thought that way of keeping Krishna always with you, on your tongue. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare, Hare Rama. And if you are rigidly in this chanting process, you must understand that Krishna is with you. And there is no danger, there is no illusion, there is no mind. Krishna can be present by his fame. Just like we read something, we discuss something about Krishna's activity. Oh, you are present in the battle of Kurukshetra, he became the charioteer, and he delivered the lectures in Bhagavad. This discussion, that is also presence of Krishna. Then he pastimes just like his lila in Vrindavan or with any other devotees. There are many lilas. Then Krishna's associates, those who are devotees of Krishna, if you speak about them, that is also the presence of Krishna. If you talk about Narada Muni, if you talk about Vyasa Muni, if you talk of Lord Chaitanya, if you talk of Rupa Goswami, those who are, I mean to say, unalived devotees of Krishna, if you discuss about them, then Krishna is there. He is present by his name, he is present by his fame, he is present by his pastime, he is present by his associates. Anything in Krishna connection that makes Krishna present in that spot. This is actual fact. One has to realize it. That's all. So, we may not, just like the sun is so many millions miles away, but his sun can be present before us by his sun's time, his potency, sun's potency, energy. Similarly, these are all Krishna's spiritual energy. And he is compared with his sun because he is the original sun. Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadangakur. From the spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, the glowing effulgence, Brahma Jyoti, is coming out. How it is coming out, that we can very easily understand. As the sunshine is coming out, emanating incessantly from the sun, this similarly, the real sunshine, Brahma Jyoti, is coming out of the spiritual planet, Goloka Vrindavan, incessantly. That is called Brahma Jyoti. Yasya prabha prabhavato, and due to that incessant shining, all these shining which you are experiencing, even this lamp, even this electricity, the fire, moonshine, sunshine, any shining, that is due to that Brahma Yuga. So, Yasya prabha prabhavato jagadannakoti. And in that shining, this material world, this spiritual world, they are resting. So, impersonally, they are concerned with the shine. That the difference between the personalist and impersonality is that impersonalists, they put that shining as final. But the personalist, they know Krishna is final. That is their difference of opinion. Otherwise, both of them in the spiritual realm. And so far, Krishna is the cause of Brahma Jyoti. There are many evidences from Vedic literature in Kisho Upanishad and other Upanishads. In Bhagavad Gita also, the Lord says, Brahmana aham pratishtha. I am the source of Brahma Jyoti. You'll find in the 14th chapter, that verse. Brahmana aham jyoti. Is there in Bhagavad Gita? You'll find out 14th chapter, last verse. Yes.
For I am the abode of Brahman, the immortal and the imperishable, of eternal law and of absolute bliss.
That's right. So, he is the source of Brahma Jyoti. So, if we have such realization that Krishna is absolute, and if we realize, it is a question of realization. Now, when you chant Hare Krishna, if we chant mechanically, then the effect is different. I have already given you 10 kinds of offenses that there are in chanting. So mechanical way of chanting is also another offense. So offenseless chanting, of course, in the beginning, we are asked to commit so many offenses. But we should be careful that the chanting should be offenseless. Then we shall realize that Krishna is present. By His name, He is present. He realizes and will have the same effect as you expect by meeting Krishna personally. You can see Krishna and you can hear Krishna. Because Krishna is absolute, there is no difference between seeing and hearing. That is the absolute sense. People give more stress on the eye. Oh, can you call me Krishna? Oh, can't you hear Krishna? Why do you give? This is also one sense, that is also another sense. Do you think by seeing you will understand everything? You are seeing so many things daily, do you understand? So, this is all foolishness. That can you show me? Now we have got so many senses. So, perception, through any sense, because He is absolute, the same effect. Either you see Him personally, or you hear Him. Rather, hearing is better. Because by seeing, you cannot understand Krishna. When Krishna was present, all people saw Him, but they could not understand Krishna. But one who heard of Krishna, even 5,000 years after, just like we are hearing, we can understand Krishna as far as possible. So hearing is most important. In fact, in a starting chapter, Suti Parayana. Suti Parayana. Suti Parayana means one who is very much eager to hear about Krishna. He is very nice, qualified man. So hearing is very important thing than seeing, touching, or smelling. Hearing is so important when all other senses are not acting, sleeping. No other sense is acting. As soon as telephone bell is called, get up. No other sense is left. The hearing is so affected. Therefore, according to Vedic principle, this hearing is very important. Yes. And one who is very much eager to hear about Krishna is very smart. Because hearing is knowledge. So, if we hear Krishna, about Krishna, His name, His fame, then Krishna is present before us. And Lord Chaitanya is giving another instance. Vilajjamanaya jasya pātumikkhāpati muvā vimohita vikathanti mahāma mamāha iti dudhya. In the Bhagavatam, we are describing the illusory energy and that's the law, Srimad Bhagavatam. He, first of all, he meditated himself in Bhakti Yoga. Bhakti Yogina Manasi Sammapramihati Amale Apasat Purusam Shasha Mayan Tajat Apatrayam Mayan Tajat Jaya Sanmohitam Jiva. So this Maya, Krishna's Maya, this illusory energy, external energy, also he saw Krishna, apasat purusam purna. He saw the Supreme Personality as well as His Maya. So Maya, just apasrayam, Maya cannot come before Krishna. Because just like the sun, sun shines, there's ignorance or darkness cannot come, cannot approach. So he saw, Vilajjamana yajusya, thakumikha pati amuva. The Maya is ashamed to come before Krishna. Because he is entrusted with very thankless task. Maya is entrusted by Krishna to take the conditioned soul and take charge of them. And Maya has taken charge of all us, conditioned soul. And her task is to punish, simply, beating. So there is very thankless task. He is discharging the duty entrusted to her by Krishna, but everyone, especially the transcendentalists, oh, they are thinking, oh, Maya, Maya, Maya. Nobody will like transcendentalist Maya, either personalist or impersonalist. But she is engaged, just like police. Police is engaged by the state, but nobody likes police. Everyone will criticize. Police, thankless stuff. Because they, unless they become sick, unless they become red hot eyes, or they cannot execute their duty. That is their way of punishment. But people do not like them. Nobody likes police. Even a police comes all of a sudden here to sit down here to hear us, he suspects, oh, he has come with some purpose. She is such a thankless task. Similarly, Maya is entrusted with thankless task. He cannot approach before Krishna, neither she is liked by the conditioned soul. So here it is said, Vilajjamana yajasthatu mikhapasena. Why? Vimohito vikatvante. An illusion by that Maya, vikatvante, talks like a madman. What is that? Mamaham iti dudhya. The foolish conditioned soul are absorbed in two things. I am and mine. It is my, it is I. I am the Lord of all that I survey. And this is my country, this is my society, this is my body, this is my son, this is my children, this is my home. This is the absorption. Although nothing belongs to me. In a moment, notice everything finished. But still, it is so much. Because of my society, my country, my father, my mother, so many, my. Nothing belongs to me. But he says, all is mine and hers. This is mine. So, this Maya cannot approach to a person who is always engaged in Krishna consciousness. This is Vipassana, Lord Chaitanya, and his evidence. So if we want to be free from the clutches of Maya, then this is the only path to become Krishna consciousness. There is no other. Because here it is clearly stated, Krishna Sudra Sama, just try to understand the answer. Krishna Sudra Sama. Krishna is just like sun. Maya Andhaka. And the Maya is just like darkness. It is darkness. So, just you cannot imagine where there is sunshine, there can be darkness. Similarly, Krishna is just like sun. How can you imagine that Krishna and Maya can exist together? No. That is not possible. If there is Maya, there is no Krishna. And if there is Krishna, there is no Maya. This is the test. If we are still in Maya, that means I am out of Krishna consciousness. And if I am actually in Krishna consciousness, there is no existence. And what is the symptom of Maya? Mamaham. My country, my society, my father, my mother, my wife, my children. My property, my position, my. There is no end of mine. Although nothing belongs to me. This is not mine. So, the more we make progress in Krishna consciousness, this my consciousness and I consciousness is then. Just like while eating, the hunger and weakness will vanish. When you are hungry, you are not eating 3 days, you become weak and you become hungry. So this is natural consequence. And as soon as you begin to eat, this weakness will disappear and the hunger will disappear and satisfaction will come. There is no doubt about it. Similarly, if these two things cannot stand together, Maya and Krishna, then if I am in Krishna consciousness, then there is no question of Maya. It may be that I am not fully Krishna consciousness. That may be. Just like while eating, it is not that immediately my hunger is satisfied. And immediately I get my lost weakness, takes little time. Similarly, Krishna consciousness may be a gradual process of advancement, but this is the rule. If we are in Krishna consciousness, there cannot be any existence of my illusion. That is it. If I am still an illusion, then I should understand that my business in Krishna consciousness is not progress. This is the text. Krishna tamar hao jadi bole akbar maya vand haita Krishna tare paksi. This is a very nice thing. Why Krishna consciousness does not advance? Because due to our lack of surrender, we have got doubt. So why that Krishna consciousness can make me actually advance? We have got doubt. For so long we have got doubt, the Krishna consciousness is not present. We should clear our doubts. That is, you have got, everyone has got right to clear doubts. Clear doubts. If we think Krishna as ordinary man, then there is doubt. Or ordinary, avajanantimāng mūrhā mānasim tanuvāsitam. Foolish person, they think me as ordinary man. That is not God. We should not be, detached from Krishna because he is sitting on the lap of Yasoda. Still he is Krishna. There are instances, therefore you have to hear about Krishna. Krishna, when he was only 3 months old, very beautiful child, as beautiful child is taking care of other ladies and girls, very nice. So Putana, a demonic, in the dress of a very nice girl, approached Yasoda Maa, and she had the desire, because she was the agent of Pansa, Pansa was searching out to kill Krishna. So she came with poison in her breast, so that he will take the child and naturally the child with that breath of lady. And as soon as Krishna inserts the breath and there is poison, he will die. That was his plan. Now, that's why my, she's very innocent lady. She came, that's why you have got very nice child. Will you kindly give him my lap? I said, yes, why not? Yes. And she at once put the child on the breast. And Krishna sucked the poison and Krishna sucked the life also. At once the demon fell, a gigantic body. He's all-powerful there in the lap of his mind. Just now my father, God has saved my child. This demonic thing to cheat me. Just now I does not know that here is God cut that. This is another Maya. This is called Yoga Maya. He just now I understand, he is God, then he cannot. I mean, say, bring out this child just like her own child, ordinary child. That was she must be in ignorance. That, see, because there is the connection of love, that's all. So out of love has somebody forget what he is or she is. Similarly, Jasnamai constantly seeing so many wonderful things said by Krishna. You see, he is thinking, oh, he is my child. These things are happening by some supernatural power. It is God's grace. It is God's grace that my child is saved. He simply answers to save a child. Yes. So these things are to be studied, to be seen. Therefore, unless we hear about Krishna perfectly, then we cannot surrender. Therefore, hearing is very essential. And Krishna Tamara, and when as soon as we surrender unto Krishna, Krishna is very intelligent, is more intelligent, at least two inches intelligent. More. So how far I have surrendered, he knows. Simply artificially, saying that I have become Krishna conscious, he can understand. He can understand. But if actually one surrenders, then there is no question of attack of Maya to him. All attack of Maya, finish. But the difficulty is that we have got doubts, we do not surrender, we do not understand Krishna, and therefore the difficulty is always disturbed. Thank you.